Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, Chai Elul, Tavshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Baba Metzia, Perek Sheni, Mishnah Beis. After we learned in the previous Mishnah that something that does not have a simen, and you could assume that the owners knew about it falling and it belongs to the owner, it belongs to the one who finds it, finders keepers, because we can assume that the owners had given up hope of ever finding it, therefore it's hafker. Now the Mishnah is going to tell us that any metzia, anything you find that has a simen, that has an identification thing on it, it you have to assume that the owners would not have given up hope, and therefore one who finds it is obligated to announce it, obviously not announce the simonim, but announce that he has found and last article, and can the owners please come forward and give the simonim, give the identification signs, and they will take it. Says the Mishnah, the following things, metzias, the following things that people find, are the person who finds it is obligated to announce it because they have simonim. Motza peres bakli, he finds fruits in a container, and the container has some identifying signs. Oikli kamashur, or he finds just a container as it is with a sign. Mois bakis, money in a wallet. Oikis kamashur, or the wallet without the money. Tzibore feros, bundles of fruit. Oitzibore mois, or bundles of money, where the number of the bundles or the place, the location, could be a simon, identification. Shloisha matpe oizel gavzeh, three coins, one on top of each other, or three or more coins, and they're lying in a certain, they're positioned in a certain way, they look like a tower, they're set up, so clearly someone has left them there and forgotten them. And we're talking about a case where the person who finds it would announce, I found coins, but the one who lost it has to come and say how many they were and how they were lying, if they were lying in that special way. Krichos bishus hayochid, if he finds small bundles of grain or wheat where there's not a lot of people there, it's a rishus hayochid, a private area, and the place that it's fallen is a simon. Bichikoros tabalabais, and loaves, not mass-produced, but loaves baked by a householder, and he can tell exactly what shape and design it is. There was a unique shape for that householder, so there's a simon there. Bichizei tzemer, and shearings of wool, halakuchos mbeis uman, that are taken from, that seem to be have taken from the tradesman, i.e. they've been worked upon. And since they've been worked upon, there's a simon. Kadayain v'chad shemen, pitchers of wine or oil, which, and the pitchers have a simon, have some sort of an identification sign on them. In all these cases, hari elu chayev l'hachris, the finder has to announce his find and let the people come and give a simonim and then take it. Mishnah Gimel. After learning about the previous two Mishnahs, what type of metzias are his he does not have to announce, and what type he does have to announce, we're going to learn about a third type. This is a type of a metzia that you're not allowed to touch. You just got to leave it there, because there is an assumption, it's possible, that the owners have left it purposely there and they'll come back and get it. It's not an aveda, in other words. It's not something lost. Indeed, we find that the Rambam paskens, that if one of you finds something, and whether it has a simon or not, but you can tell that it's put down there by the owner. It's what we call derech hanocha. It's not something that fell out or he forgot about. Then you've got to leave it there, because the owners will come back for it. And if you've taken it, then you've basically destroyed his chances of getting it back. He doesn't have a simon. If it's something, he doesn't have a simon. And even if it has a simon, you've caused a bother for the person to go and chase after it. So don't touch it if it looks like it's been put there. And even if you're not sure, better leave it. Don't touch it. Says the Mishnah. Mishnah Gimel. Motza achar hagofer. He finds it behind a wall or a blockage of a wall that's of wood or stone or of kanim or of reeds. Oy achar hagoder. Or he finds it behind a fence. This means of stones. Some say that a gopher is a stone wall also, but it's not with, it hasn't got cement, hasn't got mortar. And godder is, it's properly built with mortar. Goizolos mukushorin, he finds birds that are tied by their wings, but there's no particular simon on it, on the way they're tied. Obishvilin shabasodis, or he finds these fledglings in the path through the fields. All these cases, harizilo yogi aligabahan, do not touch them, because perhaps the owners have put it there for a temporary and they're going to come and get it back. And as we said before, you'll cause a loss for the owners or a trouble for the owners. Now, if there was a simmon, you would really have to go and announce it. But there's no, but because it's not such a protected area, and you want to save the owners the possibility of losing it, so you would get pick it up and announce it. But because there's no simmon, then, and the location may not be a simmon either, because with birds, they can move along and they might have come from somewhere else. So there's a location, not a simmon for a live chicks or live fledglings. So therefore, the Mishnah says, don't touch them. Lo yigabe. Let the owners come and get it. Motzah kli b'ashba. If he finds a container in a rubbish, a big rubbish heap, imchusa, if it's covered and protected well, lo yigabe, don't touch it. Even if there's a simmon there. Since it's covered and protected, we think that, or not think, but we're sure that the owners have put it there and they're going to come back. It's not an abeta. Leave it there, covered in the rubbish, they'll come back for it. But in Megula, if the container is not covered and therefore not protected, notlo machris, take it and announce it. Now, the Gemara explains that there are different types of ashba, there are different types of rubbish heaps. There's one which is likely to be emptied. And if it's likely to be emptied, and there's another type that's not likely to be emptied, what's the difference? If it's been put in a rubbish heap that's likely to be emptied, people know this is going to be emptied the next day or the next 2 days, then it's called aveda midas. It's called something that the owner has consciously thrown away. You can keep it. Whether it's covered, whether it's opened, it's fine. It's his. But if it's something, if it's in an ashba, a big rubbish heap, that's not normally emptied, then it's not an aveda midas. It's not called something that's consciously been thrown away. Says now, something else we have to realize is that this is talking about large containers or large things where it's unusual. It doesn't make sense to say it fell. It didn't fall from the owner's hands. It's been put there. It's called hanocha. And that's where we say that you have to take it and announce it. But if it's small items, like a knife or a fork that's been found in a rubbish bin, whether it's covered or not covered, whether that the container that has those cutlery is covered or not, whether it's a rubbish heap that's going to be emptied or not, take it and announce it. Because things like cutlery and other things, they can easily be thrown out by inadvertently with the rubbish that's been taken out of the house, and therefore it's your responsibility. If you find it, take it and announce it. Now the Mishnah moves to a different, slightly different topic about finding things, but this time finding it in walls or fences. Motzah bagal. A person found some items in a pile of stone, in a pile of rubble, over chosel yoshen, or an old wall. No idea who built it. Harei l'shelo, you can keep it. Why? Because we can say, a person can say to the owner of these stones, or the owner of the wall, that it's been hidden there for, these things have been in your wall for ages, for previous nations. As long as that you can tell that it's been there for a long time. For example, you can tell there's rust on it, or it's cobwebs growing on it for who knows how long. But if it looks like it's just something new, something just put in there, then don't touch it. Tosfos asks an interesting question. Tosfos asks here, there is a principle that a chotzer of a person, his yard, acquires what's in it. Whether he knows about it or not, your yard, if it's mishtameris, if it's protected, it will be koina for you, any objects in it. So why isn't it koina, the owner of the wall, or the owner of that property, why isn't it automatically koina? Because it's part of his property. And Tosfos answers that a chotzer, a yard, will only be koina something that is possible that people would find it, but not something that's buried deep where it's possible that it would never be found. That type of thing is not called found in your chotzer. So it's different. It's something buried in a wall. That's different because it's a type of thing that might never have been discovered. And you discovered it. Good luck for you. It doesn't belong to the owner of the property. Now, so far we talked about an old wall. an older, a big pile there. We don't know who built the wall there. It's going back, who knows, centuries, decades. However, continues the Mishnah, Motzah Bekosel Chodosh, if you find the article in a new wall, where you know the fathers of the wall, that you know the fathers of the owner of the wall built it, and it's always been in that family, then it depends. Mechatz v'lachutz, if it's found in the type, in the half of the wall that's facing the Rishus HaRabim, the street, then we say shalom. Then the person who finds it and keep it. Because we can say, there's a good assumption, that the people from the public have just put it there and forgotten about it, and by the time they remembered it, they've given up hope. It's not a protected place. And therefore, even if there's a simon, keep it. However, mechatz v'lifnim, if you find it on the half of the wall, inside the half of the wall, that's facing inside, that belongs to the balabais, then we say shabalabais. It belongs to the householder. The Gemara explains we're talking about something that doesn't have a handle as such. It's like a block of silver or a block of gold, etc., where you can't tell from which way it's put in. So we say, is it on the outside half or the inside half? That's the principle we use. But if it's something that, for example, has a handle and you can tell who's put it there, whether it's the owner of the house or whether it's the Rishus HaRabim, then we ignore which half it's in. We look at which way the handle is facing. And if the handle is facing the inside, then you know the Baal HaBayis put it there. Now, the other thing to bear in mind is, and the Rambam points out, that all this is only when the owner of the house actually says, it's mine. Or he yarshened it, he inherited it from his father, and he says, my father had this property, it's mine, what's in this wall is mine. Because maybe indeed, it's his father's or his own. But if he agrees that it's a metziah, it's something, he's not claiming that it's his, then of course, the one who finds it can keep it. Im hoyo maskira lachem, continues the Mishnah, if this owner, this house owner, was a man who used to rent his house out to others. He lets it out to tenants. And there's already been quite a few tenants living in the house. Then even if you find the metziah in the house, it's yours. It's the finder's keepers. Why? Because you don't know who was last there, and the owners have probably given up hope of finding it. There's been tenants galore in this place. The Gemara explains, we're talking about a case where he rented the house to three goyim at the same time, or two goyim and l'havdil banyid. So since his house has become what we call a pundok, it's become a hotel, therefore anything that's found in it, even in the house, belongs to the one who finds it, and finders keepers. The same thing if the last tenant happened to be a goy as well. But if there were Yisraelim, Jewish people, living in it one after another, then we have to go and say that it belongs to the last tenant. And if recently there was quite a few Jewish people there, or even majority were Israeli, then you'd be obligated to announce it and do the hachrozah, as we said.